Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasure is here. Bill's a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, author of many books, almost all of which I'm pretty sure we've helped him launch, including his first one, Right Risk, and then Leaders Open Doors, Courage Goes to War, Courage Goes to Work, I should say, and then A Leadership Kick in the Ass, that's the last one, I think, and many more to come. He's our good friend Bill Treasure. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, I wish that I could tell your listeners I'm here for you, but I'm really here for the bump music. You have the best bump music in the business.
Well, I appreciate that. No, you're exactly right. That's from the soundtrack of my life, and we try to spin a few patterns here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Hey, Bill, everybody knows that things are changing really fast. I've written two books about the topic, one for the marketplace and one for regular folks. So we all know this, but I'm not sure that people have an awareness, an understanding, an appreciation for what kind of an impact this velocity of change that we're experiencing is having on leadership. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the world changes. It's always changed, but it seems like it's changing with greater velocity and greater consequence. Even the idea of artificial intelligence, at some point in the future, we're going to have to look really closely to be able to differentiate between a real human and an artificial human. So, you know, the world is changing rapidly, and it can be really disorienting and really exhausting. And it's really important for leaders and people to remember that there are things that you can hold on to that are timeless, regardless of how the world changes, that will still be applicable in that future that's coming our way. And let's hope that the future is hopeful and not dystopian.
Right.
And that we can hold stock and be excitement, be excited about the future, not be fearful of it. At the same time, because it's so exhausting and so it's disorienting. I mean, just look at when you get a new phone, right, Jim? It takes you like 2 weeks to figure out how to use it.
Well, to start with, the first day is lost. You've lost a day just getting your phone together.
Exactly. You know, and I have I was actually with a group yesterday up at Central Michigan University. They were doing a leadership conference. And I often show a slide of a one-page ad from Radio Shack from 1992. And I say, what's interesting about all the products on this page? And there's like $3,300 worth of products on that page. And now they all fit in your iPhone, every single one of them that's on that page. And it costs you like, you know, $500 instead. Mm-hmm. So the world
And works better.
And works better and a higher quality.
More powerful,
But it takes time to get used to it, and it's newfangled for a while, and you're incompetent as you're learning the tools for a while. So it's important that leaders remember that there are things to hold on to that are still timeless, that you can still put stock in, regardless of how disoriented and exhausted you feel. And to hearken back and to be able to remember that as wavy as the sea gets, there are some anchor points that can help a leader as they move forward.
Give us an example.
Well, so the first thing, so I've got five lessons that I think it is important for your listeners to hold on to if they're in a leadership role or if they aspire to a leadership role. The first is that leadership first takes self-leadership, that you can't effectively lead others unless you first lead yourself. Mm-hmm. So the first part on that is, you know, I remember there was a woman one time that I worked with. She was in HR, and she was, allegedly a leader. And then you would go to her office, and it was a mess. There were just stacks of stuff in her office. She would show up late for the meeting that she had scheduled with you. And you were with her. She was fragmented. She was interrupted. If a boss called, she was going to take that call and not talk to you directly.
Yeah.
There was nothing that gave you confidence about this person. It was all frenetic.
See, I thought you were about to get. I thought you were getting a little too close to me there when you started talking about how what kind of shape the office was in. But I do show up on time, and I don't do the other stuff. But my you know my office might have another story. Those are good points. It's hard to have respect for someone if they don't have self-respect, isn't it?
It is, and just because you're in a role that the nameplate says leader on it doesn't mean that you actually are. It's
right.
Not positional. It's
right.
How you're showing up as a role model. But, you've seen the great videotape by Admiral McRaven at the University of Texas mm-hmm. where he talks about the first thing that you should do every day is make your damn bed, right? Because at the very
See, now, you, now, you're, to... now you stop preaching again and started meddling again. All right, what's next? What's the next thing?
Well, as part of that, as an extension of that, I think it starts with core values. You have to have a solid core. You have to have a set of principles that you live by. You know, Jim, I'm working on a new book with a friend of mine who spent 29 years as a Navy SEAL, and I got to interview a number of SEALs as we're writing this book. It's called The Leadership Killer, by the way, and it's about how hubris is bad for leadership. But in interviewing the Navy SEALs, what you find is that those guys have a core, and that's a core that you don't mess with. That's the deepest principles, core
right.
values that
they're true
guide
north.
Their decision. The true north. And so when you are in a leadership role, part of the way that you have self-discipline is figure out what you stand for and what you stand against and know it and live it and embody that value system. So leadership starts with self, and part of that self is identifying what is your core. And how are you going to live out of that core and role model the value system that you expect, that you need to hold yourself accountable to?
Right.
The other part of that, I would say, and this, by the way, comes to us from John Wooden, is have emotional
balance. Hold on to that thought. I want you to pick up on that when we come back. I want to land on that core value thing for a second. Folks, this is there's one thing. Your people who follow you don't get to expect everything from you. But one thing they should expect from you is consistency in your core values. If you don't know what your core values are, if you don't know what you stand for, if you don't know how far you won't go in life, where you'll push back on the world, absolutely. If you don't know that, you're going to have trouble being an effective leader. I'm going to be right back with Bill Treasure. We're going to talk some more about his anchor points after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.